Hey, hey everyone, welcome back to Set Free Finding Your Truth. I am Kathy, your host. Thanks for joining me today. I so appreciate each and every one of you who listens intently, who shares this, who writes down information, who shares it with your bestie, because this podcast is really designed to help you find the truth and your truth, not the truth, your truth, and help you be set free by that truth. And today's episode is no different. It's a little bit deep, but it's also just a surface level like introduction. You'll have to let me know if you want to talk a little bit more about this, but I heard something this week that really just hits me. And whenever I do my personal development, things hit me and I share them with the ladies that I'm mentoring on one-on-one. I share them with my really close friends that I know are going through some tough things in life too, and who are doing the work inside to heal. And this one just hit me. And so it really is the concept of hidden things are the things that make us sick, and that we have to start taking ownership for our own mistakes, right? Like, I used to be the person that would blame everything and everyone under the sun except myself, and would not take ownership for the things that I was faulty in, which was a lot of things, still is a lot of things. If we run from those problems, you know, the thing of it is, those problems don't go away. I mean, we all know that. So why do we work so hard to mask it, to avoid it, to pretend it's not there, right? Rather than just dealing with it and moving on and living the life God intended us to live. I know it sounds so simple. It sounds easy, but it's not at all. It's a very difficult thing. But you have to remember that God has big plans for you, and we need to play our part. We need to do our part, right? Like, we just can't sit back and be like, oh, I'm just going to let Jesus take the wheel. That's not how this works. We have to dig deep. We have to do some really, really tough soul searching. And that's where journaling comes in every day, I think. Just to kind of get our thoughts on paper and to just get in real time, like, how are we feeling? But hidden things are the things that make us sick. If you think about it, gosh, that just really, really resonated with me. So what I want to do is just share with you a few Bible verses that I feel go right along with this concept. The first one is James chapter 1, verse 4 through 6. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Another one of my favorites is Matthew 11:28, which reads, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. So if you are struggling with things internally, maybe there's just something that you just are avoiding because you know it's hard, it's super difficult, you're just not quite sure to how to go about it, let me just remind you that God's always with you. He is here to trudge through those waters with you and to help you find a solution, right? Another verse that I really like is Lamentations chapter 3. This is verse 30 through 40. Let him offer his cheek to one who would strike him, and let him be filled with disgrace. For no one is cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love. For he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to anyone. To crush all underfoot, all prisoners in the land. To deny people their rights before the Most High. To deprive them of justice. Would not the Lord see such things? Who can speak and have it happen if the Lord has not decreed it? It is not from the mouth of the Most High that comes both calamities and good things come. Why should the living complain when punished for their sins? Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. That's some heavy stuff, right? And the last one that I want to share with you is Psalm 40, chapter 46, verse 1, which says, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And I think we need to just remember that. Like, God knows everything, right? Like, we're not masking anything from him. We're not hiding anything from him. We're not keeping anything from him. And the longer that we do that, like, when you finally come out of it, and I've done my own fair share of healing and still am, that you realize how much time and energy you have wasted by trying to hide things, or by trying to pretend they're not there, or just trying to, like, just surface level rather than dig deep and go about the hard work of unveiling that and healing from that. God's not ever going to leave you or forsake you. So I just want to give you a little bit of hope. Maybe if you are, there's something you're hiding, there's something that you don't want to face, that you can face that when you have faith in God, because he's always going to stand by you no matter what. All right. I hope this episode resonates with you in some way, shape, or form. Share it and have a great day. We'll see you again next time.